secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft.
I'm Kayla, the Craft Summer intern, and I'm here with romance author Harmony Evans at the 2014 Ohioana Book Festival. She is one of the 10 featured authors of the festival and was the debut author of the year at the 2013 Romance Slam Jam Awards. Her latest works include When Morning Comes and Loving Lainey.
So, how's the book festival going so far?
It's been a great day of events. I've enjoyed meeting the readers and the folks have come to see. It's great to see people milling about. It's great to see an interest in Ohio authors. So it's been a wonderful event, and I'm happy to be here.
So you were in the first panel of the day. How was that?
It was very interesting. We actually had a gentleman with us as well. So normally you would expect just female folks in the romance panel, but there was a male. So men do write in romance. In fact, there's a male romance writer for the publisher that I write for, Harlequin Kamani, who's done very well. So it was very interesting. It was an interesting discussion. We had a lot of different authors writing several different genres of romance. So it was great.
So being that you're on Craft, in our title it says we're exploring creativity.
Yes.
So I just have to ask, where do you get your inspiration for all this like romantic, spicy love plot?
Well, my inspiration is I've been reading romance since I was a little kid. Well, not a little kid, but since I was a teenager. Don't tell my mother. My first experience with sort of the romance novel was a book by the name of Forever by Judy Blume, who I'm sure many folks are aware of. And she was, her book was banned at my school, so of course we had to read it. All the girls read that book, and we kind of got our first foray into romance. And, you know, we were at the age where we're exploring, you know, boys are, you know, sort of the hot topic of the day. And so I started to obviously read that. And, you know, my inspiration comes from my life. It comes from, you know, people I meet, from snippets of conversation. I'm single, so I'm still looking for my happily ever after. So I definitely love to craft stories. I love the feeling of falling in love, and I try to invoke that feeling in my books.
On June 1st, your new book called Loving Lainey is released, correct?
Yes.
Which, like your novel Stealing Kisses, has a main character that is a famous athlete.
Yes.
However, this story involves the main character, Lainey, finding out that she's pregnant. Celebrities having babies is a popular topic among tabloids these days, so I was wondering if you were trying to show another side of being pregnant in the spotlight?
Well, this book was kind of interesting because it's actually part of a continuity series. So there are two other books that came out in April and May that can be read standalone, but they feature characters from a family called the Browards. And so I was actually given the plot and all the characters by my publisher. So I actually had to craft the story around that. So I was given some constraints and then given the freedom to write it the way with my tone and my voice. So in terms of the pregnancy, I mean, I think I could relate to this story because I'm a single mom, and so this woman would be a single mom as well. And so I kind of brought some of that experience into it. And then just, you know, the knowledge that a pregnancy is a blessing. It's not a curse. So just trying to sort of get that point across in a way. And then the fact that the father was very wanting to be involved in the pregnancy and ended up, you know, really sort of forging his way through, even though the heroine, Lainey, she was, you know, she wanted to be an independent woman. She didn't need any help. But he said, you know what, this is my responsibility too. And I'm going to take responsibility for it. And so it's sort of their journey of the one night that they spend together, the surprise pregnancy, him finding out, and then the whole dynamics of sort of the family coming together as, you know, this is sort of one more thing in that whole series of not tragedies, but things that they had to deal with, drama that they had to deal with, and it's showing all of that. So
Austin, the baby's father, he's kind of, you know, most of your male characters, like, the essence of what a woman wants.
Yes.
But he totally pushes past the shock of the pregnancy and wants to switch from a bachelor to the ultimate family man.
Yes.
When you write your stories, how would you describe your balance between fantastical romance and realistic romance?
I think romance, as you know, the whole romance genre is so popular because it is a fantasy. It's, you know, every woman's fantasy man, and I think it's not sort of the it's not the looks, it's not the job that the character might have. It's that whole personality, that whole aura of, you know, you're going to be taken care of, but allowed to be a independent woman with your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own goals, your own plans, and you're allowed to blossom in that way. And you still have this guy who is, you know, wonderfully, obviously, probably very good looking, which is, you know, there's where the fantasy comes in, because not every guy who you're going to meet is good looking, but he might be a wonderful man, you know, in and of himself. So I think that's where the fantasy comes in, and where I try to bring the reality is that, you know, we all want to feel secure. You know, we all want to feel respected. We all want to feel loved. And so that's what I try to bring to my books.
So your next novel seems to be the classic hard-boiled detective plot, where the private eye detective falls for the attractive female client. But yet, you have modernized the concept by switching gender roles.
Yeah.
This book, When Morning Comes, is coming out on July 1st. But can you tell us if the readers are going to get the classic detective story mixed with that Evans romantic edge?
Well, I think they are. I mean, it's not. I wouldn't say it's a classic detective story. What I tried to do with this book was to invoke a little bit of suspense. I'm, you know, dabbling in sort of light detective, but it's really more focused on the relationship between the hero and the heroine. So that's really what I try to focus on. You don't really focus on the careers of the individual people. It's the emotional arc. It's of how they come together, how they deal with their conflicts.
Can you tell us more about the plot of When Morning Comes?
When Morning Comes is about a private investigator. Her name is Autumn, and she goes undercover on Wall Street to uncover the secrets of a sexy investment banker, and his name is Isaac. And this book is set in New York City, and the inspiration for this book came from the whole Enron scandal that happened several years ago, where you had some individuals who took it upon themselves to build the company out of money, thus hurting, you know, the employees. And so this woman, my heroine, was actually a whistleblower in a similar situation, and she got fired from her job, and she ended up becoming a private investigator and going undercover to different investment banks around the country to put a stop to this type of thing ever happening again. So she gets called in to Paxton Investment Securities, which is owned by a gentleman who's been in the investment banking business for a while. Isaac, the hero, works for him, and he's been accused or is accused of fraud. So she's called in to go undercover to work with him to see whether he's guilty or innocent.
So this is not part of the family of the other novel.
No, this is a standalone novel.
So what inspired you to break away from that family?
Sure. Well, the family in Loving Lainey is about the Browards of Montana, and they're one of the wealthiest landowners in the state of Montana, and it's based in a fictional place called Granger, Montana. And so that series was a continuity. So that was the one where all of the authors, the other two authors, we were all given what was called a continuity Bible. And so it all had, everyone had their plots and their characters, and so we had to write the book, and they decided that was only going to be a three book series. So my book, Loving Lainey, it's the close of the series.
So are you writing full-time then?
No, I'm not. I actually write at night primarily, and in the morning I work full-time in digital media, digital marketing, and then I'm also a mom, single mom, so I have that responsibility as well.
How old is your daughter?
She is 13.
She is 13?
Yeah, she's 13.
Has she picked up one of your books yet?
She's picked it up, but she's never cracked the spine because I won't let her read it.
I was wondering. She knows what you write.
She knows what I write, yeah. I don't think she knows, fully understands the content of what I write, but I said, you can read these when you're 18.
Exactly. When did you start writing?
I actually started writing in college. I took a poetry class and did very well with it. I had a couple poems published in the college journal, and my professor wrote on one of my last poems, she wrote, never stop writing no matter what you do in life. You know, you always, you know, please write, you know. She obviously thought I had some sort of talent here. And of course, when I graduated from college, I stopped writing. Yeah, so, and you know, fast forward, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever. You know, as I said, I was working in radio, working the graveyard shift, trying to stay awake, and figured I'd, you know, try to, you know, start to write something. I always enjoyed romance. I love the feeling of falling in love. I love the whole sort of story arc of the emotions that go into meeting someone and to solidifying the relationship. So I've actually been writing romance for probably about 7 years now, 7 or 8 years.
Do you have any advice for other single parents that want to follow their passions?
I think they should definitely write or follow whatever passion that they have, because I think that for me, I needed that outlet. I needed to do something for me that was totally my own. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with it, but I think that I needed that to feel good about myself, you know, because you're so focused on, and any parent, single or other, very focused on your children, and sometimes you tend to forget about yourself, and that's not good for anyone, you know. So I always tell people, if they want to be a writer, write what's in your heart, whether it's nonfiction, whether it's poetry, song lyrics, you know, if you just want to be a blogger, that's cool too. Just write what's in your heart, and you'll always find some joy and happiness from that.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing with me.
Thank you.
Oh, it was so great hearing from you. I'm glad you said yes.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Harmony will be keeping the summer heat going with her novels Loving Lainey and When Morning Comes. Follow the author, Harmony Evans, on Facebook, and check out our website, www.harmonyevans.com, for more biographical information and book updates.
For additional interviews and extra information about the guests that appear on Craft, go to our website, www.craftheshow.com. I'm your host, Kayla Geyer, the Craft Summer Intern, interviewing people I find interesting and doing it the way Doug tells me to. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Craft.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.